The sun has set. The ball is on the tee, and your Hillmen are ready to square off against the Roseville Tigers on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganas with you on the call. The Hillmen, as I mentioned before we went to our last commercial break, opted to defer to the Roseville Tigers. So we're going to see what this young, vivacious Roseville offense can do first. They've got Kenny McClure back there. He's going to be in the mix all night long. The ball is away. It's kicked. It's fumbled temporarily at the 25, and the play is whistled dead. And it's actually a fair catch, which they're going to call. So Will Mello, the linebacker, with the fair catch as the kick right there. A little short from Marcus. So here comes Roseville's offense. They scored 28 points last week. The bad news, they did not score 30 because they lost 29-28 to a fresh Davis squad. They'll look to get back over 500 tonight by upsetting Placer. This drive, for the first drive of the game for Roseville, will start at their own 28 with 11:59 to play in the first quarter. Yuba City, that's correct. Shotgun formation for Roseville. They get the handoff around the corner. Taking this one is Gresham, and Gresham's still going as he's finally dragged out of bounds on the far side for at least a gain of five. Azzarello with the tackle as Gresham, who they're going to give the rock to all night on these end-arounds. There's an injured player on the field for Roseville. We'll have the trainers go tend to him, and we'll stay with you here temporarily as it's officially going to be marked down as it looks to be about a gain of six or seven. So Roseville playing Yuba City and played a good ball game, but not enough to get the W. As that ball is officially marked down at the 34-yard line of the Tigers, they officially make it a gain of seven on that play as the Hillmen, if there's one thing that maybe Del Campo could have exposed potentially in our Hillmen last week, it was the fact that on the end of rounds, the jet sweeps and the pre-snap motions, they did a great job of getting them on some mismatches, and they're trying to continue to do that going into tonight. We're going to take a 30-second break here as the player for Roseville is still down on the field. No score after one play. We're tied at zero between the Hillmen and the Tigers on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillmen supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
Welcome back. Gresham's carry of 7 yards makes it second and a couple for the Tigers here as the clock runs. Shotgun formation for Collins and company. They send one man in motion. Over the middle, it is caught near the 40, and racing through the slant route for the first down is number 11, and that is going to be Kenny McClure, who we talked about earlier. If there's one player who could potentially wreck the undefeated season so far for your Hillmen, it is Kenny McClure. Kiefer Abs with a tackle. McClure, 5'11". He plays running back, wide receiver, and defensive back. So McClure is going to be a player to look out for all night. The ball is officially marked down at the 44-yard line. So that makes it a gain of 10 on the slant route. Shotgun formation for the Roseville Tigers. Once again with 11:05 to play. It's a jet sweep. They're going to give it to Hawkins, and Peanut Hawkins is near the 45. So that was going to be William Santa Maria, the linebacker, who makes the tackle. They are going to knock down Peanut Hawkins for a loss of one, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Second down with 10:46 to play for the Hillmen. And the Hillmen have done a good job so far after Dill Campbell kind of exposed them on that jet sweep. They are up for anything right now on their toes. Shotgun again for Roseville. They're going to come out. This is their main line of where they work at, how they operate. Three wideouts to the near side, one to the far. Gresham now going to go to the left of Collins. Hand off to Gresham, and Gresham tries to sneak in through the trenchums. Gain of about two or three, and that'll make it third down coming up. So third and eight coming up. Ivan Da Silva made the stop. And so Ivan Da Silva, who has been able to find key moments during the season to pass rush the quarterback, he's going to try to get after Collins right here on this play. Third down for the Roseville Tigers. They've got to get to the Hillman 46 to move those chains. No doubt this will be a passing play. The last time they had a passing play, obviously they found McClure, number 11, on the slant route on the near side. Shotgun again for Collins and company. Gresham, the lone tailback to his left. They send Peanut Hawkins in motion. Play action. McClure has it at the 45. It's a first down, and McClure is knocked down at the Hillman 40. So Kenny McClure, two targets, two receptions so far, as Kenny McClure once again moving the chains on the slant route. You're going to have to wonder if Joey Montoya is going to ask the defensive backs to maybe get up there in coverage. This is the second time now they've been burned on the slant route. And McClure, if you're going to give him that kind of space, he's going to make you pay with that long, lengthy body. He snags another slant route for the first down. 9:14 to play in the first quarter. The Hillmen so far getting marched on by these Roseville Tigers. Another two wide R set to the near side on first and 10. Shotgun for Collins. Over the middle, that pass is caught near the 30 and taken down. Reel of 25 is the Roseville Tigers receiver, number 14, and that is going to be Dahl who makes the big catch there. Ball at the 25, Azzarello with another tackle. But the Roseville offense is humming on all cylinders so far. They've done a great job on play action on burning our Hillman, and so far they're inside the Hillman 30 for the first time tonight. 8:38 to play. And it's actually Susnara, the quarterback. My apologies there. So Susnara in the gun, and he's been perfect so far. Gresham gets the handoff, bounces it out to the far side. He's sandwiched at the 25 near the line of scrimmage. It was Luke Platzer who went and did a full Ultimate Warrior-style body slam on Gresham. Keim was in there as well. It'll be second and 10 coming up. And another injured Roseville lineman on the field. We're going to take another break when we come back. Roseville on their first drive are driving on our Hillman. They have the ball at the 25, second and 10 with 8:20 to play in the first quarter. Nothing here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Colorectal cancer patients hear a million things when they are diagnosed.
At least it's a good cancer.
You're strong. You got this,
girl. Stay positive.
You don't look sick.
My dad had cancer.
You know, I saw a juice cleanse.
I'm so sorry.
Everything will be fine.
You'll beat this. You're tough.
What are you going to do now?
And then there's what they really need to hear.
The Colorectal Cancer Alliance are survivors and caregivers who have lived what you are going through.
Did you know that the Alliance has access to clinical trials, screening navigation, and treatment options?
The BRUDDY program helped me understand things in a way my doctors couldn't.
We are the largest nonprofit dedicated to ending colon and rectal cancers.
The Alliance is a guide along your path with cancer.
There is real hope.
Everyone over 45 needs to get screened. Everyone.
Learn about preventive screening and find support at colorectalcancer.org. Go to the Alliance. Go to colorectalcancer.org.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K-High.
Auburn's department store is McCullough's in the Auburn Town Center. And right now you'll find a wide selection of hand-free shoes. Never struggle bending over to put your shoes on again. McCullough's also has sales on fall weather jackets and sweatshirts by Columbia and other sports gear. Save parking, save gas, save money by heading over to the Auburn Town Center and Auburn's department store, McCullough's on Elm.
Welcome back. Keith Joganatis here on the call with you. KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. An injured Roseville Tiger on the field, and this looks to be very, very serious. You don't want to speculate on which number it is and get it wrong, so we'll wait until we have official confirmation on the player who is being tended to on the field. And right now, if you're Roseville, everything is working so far for the Tigers. They are perfect on the footballs. It looks like the injured lineman is getting helped up off the field, and it looks to be number 75, and that will be Nick Bernasconi, the senior tackle and defensive tackle. And Nick Bernasconi has been a vital part of that Roseville offensive line. And so with 8:20 to go in the first quarter, Joey Montoya and his Hillmen have had ample amount of time to figure out what they're doing wrong on defense. And so far, maybe it's not so much of what they're doing wrong, but what Kenny McClure and company are doing right. McClure's been targeted twice on this opening drive on the slant routes, and they have made Placer play, as Mason Susnera, the junior 6-foot quarterback, has been throwing nothing but darts to start this game, and he's looking to take aim again and get Roseville the early lead with around 8 minutes and change remaining in the first quarter. Roseville so far has had not one play where they've lined up Susnera under center. You have to think, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And they will continue that shotgun here on 2nd and 10 with 8:20 to play. They send one man in motion to the left. Gresham up the middle, gets by the blockers, and then finds a little hole as he gets maybe one or two before that green off defensive line wave of the Hillmen hanging tough, as Ivan Da Silva, as you know, big bad Da Silva, he was involved up there in the trenches. Sanchez was there as well. Cole Keim backing up his boys. So now another 3rd and 7. In order for the Tigers to extend the drive, they're going to have to get this to at least the Hillmen 15. So far, they've been a perfect 2-for-2 on third down conversions, and they're going to try to continue that. The ball is placed at the Hillmen 23. They've got to get to at least the 15, we'll call it the 16, to get the new set of downs. Shotgun for Roseville, and they don't like what they saw, and we're going to get a timeout on the field. So Roseville takes a timeout. That is their first timeout of the half. They have two remaining, and your Hillmen have three remaining, all three, so to speak. 7:17 to play, as the Hillmen are looking to hold down the fort early on this first drive of the defense. And Kenny McClure so far has been burning and turning and burning them on those slant routes. You have to wonder if they'll go right back to him in this situation. The first time that Placer is staring down the possibility of the Roseville Tigers being inside their own 20. We'd also like to thank the snack bar for providing us ample amount of Gatorades. One Gatorade representing each color and flavor of the rainbow. Tonight's game obviously not sponsored by Gatorade, but we want to thank the snack bar for all they do. So the snack bar doing a great job, and they've got nachos and pizza. They've got nachos with chili, candy, you name it. More importantly, the field and the game back on track. 3rd and 7, 7:17 to play. Shotgun for the Tigers. Susnera, pressure coming. Dumps it off in the flat. Pass is caught. It's a first down and more. And inside the 5 is going to be number 16, number 26, and that is Valencia, the running back. So Valencia moves it inside the 5. It was a screen pass. They let every defensive lineman for the Hillmen through, and Susnera, with the presence of mind and the composure, to hit number 26, Valencia, in stride, who took on a slew of Hillmen himself and kept pushing the pile inside the 5. It's first and goal now from the Hillmen 4-yard line, under 7 minutes to play here in the first quarter, and Roseville has taken off at least 5 minutes and change in the early going. Susnera going to line up in the gun. It's actually a wildcat type of offensive formation here. Roseville, the direct snap to Gresham. Gresham trying to find a hole. He can't. He's pushed back. And a great defensive stop there by the Hillmen. Number 8, Cole Keim, and number 47, Alba, are right there to push Gresham back near the line of scrimmage. A loss of 1 is the official call for Gresham on the wildcat keeper. So Roseville trying to mix things up at the line of scrimmage in the trenches on that goal line. Placer would have none of it. There was no trickery in Joey Montoya's eyes. He took the rabbit right out of the magician's sleeve. Second and goal from the five. The Hillman trying to hold down the fort. It's another Wildcat formation. It's back to Gresham. It's a jump pass. It's caught for the touchdown. And it looks to be the tight end, number 86, Chase Munoz, who got it. Gresham with a great fake out. He got the direct snap on the second straight play from the Wildcat. He ran up to the line of scrimmage. He paid homage to Tim Tebow. He topped it off over the middle. And right there was Munoz, the senior tight end. All 6'2", jumped up for it, and he got it. 6-0 pending the extra PAT as Valencia, the running back and linebacker, serves as the Tigers' kicker. He will look to make it a 7-0 game. Low snap, hold is good. It is drilled through the middle. And so the Roseville Tigers use the Wildcat to their advantage, and they take a 7-0 lead with 5:54 to play. The Roseville Tigers take 6 minutes and 6 seconds off the clock on their opening drive. They chew up more than half the game clock in the first quarter, and it works to perfection. They now have the advantage over our Hillman 7-0. And so Joey Montoya and company, this high vaunted offense, is going to finally get on the field. It's been an offense that has been racking up yards and points all year, but they've had to wait quite a while. You have to wonder if that rust, if being forced to stay on the sideline for that long a time, will have an impact. And Ryan Miller, the quarterback and company, hope that will not be the case. Abs and Kelly, the normal standard procedure kick returners, back to kick this one, or return this kickoff. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies. It's a great kick inside the 10. Kiefer Abs backing up toward the goal line. He catches it, and he will opt for the touchback. And so the Hillmen will go to work now. And probably a good idea as Valencia, with a booming kick that had Abs, who started at the 5, he backed up all the way to the goal line and caught the ball inside. And Baylor Kelly said, let's not try anything crazy here, Kiefer. Let's just get the touchback and start out at our own 20. And they will do just that with 5:54 to play in the first quarter. So Ryan Miller and company looking to continue the good vibes, running the football and especially passing it. Sean Jones gets the first carry up the middle. Jones takes it towards the 30 as Sean Jones has a fresh new set of downs. Sean Jones wasting no time. He has been the battering ram for this offense. He is the power back. If Kiefer Abs is the lightning, Sean Jones, no doubt, is the thunder. And thunder is officially marked down at the Placer 29, a gain of 9 on the first down run for Sean Jones. Shotgun, Miller throws it near side. Pass is caught by Abs. Abs is complete and knocked out of bounds at the 35. It is a gain of 6 for Kiefer Abs. First and 10, a fresh new set of downs at the Hillman 35. 2 plays in, and the Hillman offense is humming and cooking.
Ball's placed at the first down marker is at the 35-yard line.
First and 10 from the 35. The clock at 5:24. The Hillman wasting no time as Ryan Miller and company get to the line of scrimmage, looking to get that wing tee, continuing to move the chains. Shotgun. Jones again up the middle to the 40. Still going. He spins around. Knocked down near the 43. Another big gain for Sean Jones. I don't know what Sean Jones had for breakfast this morning. Whatever it was, it has worked tremendously. He has over 20 yards in his first couple of rushes in the game. 5:05 to play. They're going to officially mark Jones down at the 43-yard line. They're going to call it a gain of 8, second and 2, with under 5 minutes to play. Bunch formation on the near side. 2 wideouts for the Hillman. Miller, another handoff. It's Baylor Kelly's first. He's across the 45, near midfield. Baylor for sure has the first down and a little more. So Baylor Kelly, who is averaging over 2 touchdowns a game this year, really moving the sticks there as he is knocked down at the 49 of the Hillman. First and 10 coming up. And we're going to be at least under 4 minutes with this next play with 4:30 remaining in the first quarter. Baylor Kelly gets his first carry of the game, and he makes the most of it. Wing T. Sanchez Harlow. Sweep. Far side. Sanchez Harlow spinning. 45. Still going is Danny. He's knocked down across the 45. And so Danny Sanchez Harlow getting involved here on the jet sweep. He's past midfield. It's at least a gain of six. It'll be at the 44 is where they'll mark this football. So the Hillmen, off the jet sweep by Sanchez Harlow, are at the Tiger territory for the first time tonight in lightning quick time. Second and three coming up. Hillmen got to get it to the Tiger 41 to move the sticks. And Ryan Miller and company, everything going right. They hand it off again to Sean Jones. Jones still going out across the 40, tripped up near the 35. And Sean Jones with his patented first down move. Sean Jones is moving those chains. Joey Montoya giving it to the big back. And Sean Jones, Mr. Jones as they like to call him, is open for business. And everyone's welcome in Sean Jones' neighborhood today. 3:26 to play. The Hillmen inside Roseville territory, inside their own 45. This ball is marked at the 37. Sean Jones again. Great patience. 35, 30, 25. Jones lowering the shoulder near the 20, and he is knocked inside the 20. Sean Jones woke up, and he chose violence today. Sean Jones choosing violence, and Sean Jones choosing to run that rock with flying colors so far. 20-yard line is where this ball is marked down. First and 10 with 3 minutes to play for the Hillmen to tie up this score before the clock hits triple zeros on the first quarter. Man, the Hillmen moving the ball every kind of way. They've had Kiefer Abs getting a reception. Baylor Kelly, Sean Jones has been the brunt of the work so far. And it looks like Ryan Miller kept it. He pitched it to Baylor Kelly at the last minute. Kelly going to the 15. And Baylor Kelly is knocked out at around the Roseville 15. It looked like originally Ryan Miller kept the football. He was swallowed up in the backfield, and he pitched it out to Baylor at the last minute. And Baylor, using that great speed, turned the corner. And with 2:38 to go, it is second and 7. The Hillmen at the Roseville 16. Wing T up the middle, Sean Jones. Jones across the 10, and he's still going. And Sean Jones inside the 10-yard line. It looks like he has the first down. First and goal coming up. 2:30 to play. First and 10, first and goal, so to speak, from the 10-yard line. So first and goal for the Hillmen. 2:20 to play. Up the middle, Sean Jones, and Sean Jones still going. Dives to the end zone, and he's in. Touchdown, Placer Hillmen. Sean Jones, a 10-yard run, and the Hillmen, pending a PAT, have made it 7-6. Mr. Jones knocked on the door, and he opened it. Sean Jones with a big-time 10-yard run for the big boss, the big back, Sean Jones. What can you say about that drive for the Placer Hillmen? Both defenses getting gashed in the running game and the passing game as Sean Jones now with the big touchdown. Marcus's PAT is a line drive, and it's good. 7-7 as the Hillmen have tied it up at 7 apiece with 2:14 to go. And this kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, if you need a good quality trophy, look no further than Auburn Trophies. So 7-7 after a big... So 7-7 after Sean Jones' run, 2:14 to play in the first quarter, and we are deadlocked at 7. Many around the area said this is going to be a knockdown, drag-out fistfight. They are right so far as the Hillmen answer back, and you can tell by the sound of the thunderous Hillmen band and the Goldmine student section alive and well as normal. Marcus set to kick back this ball. McClure and company back to return it. Marcus running up towards the ball. He's going to kick it down the middle. It's a good one. Ball is taken at the 10. And a great run back to the 25 for Dahl, number 14. So Dahl with a 15-yard kickoff return. I'm actually going to call it 16-yard kickoff return. And this drive, the second for Roseville, will start at their own 26. So Cisnera and company actually going to start this drive at their 27. So a 17-yard kickoff return. You got to be right. Got to be accurate. Cisnera and company will once again line up in the shotgun. Three wideouts to the near side. And none to the far side. Gresham in the backfield. Cisnera dumps it off in the flat to Gresham, who turns the corner, 25-30. Still going, 35. He's upended by Kelly at the 35. So the Hillman, who got gashed in the passing game on the first drive, courtesy of the slant routes, now face another challenge. How are they going to tackle Gresham when he gets a head full of steam in the flat? As Gresham takes that ball to the 35, it's going to be a gain of 8, second and 2 coming up now. So Roseville, so far, so good on one play of the second drive. They've got to get to at least the 37. Shotgun again for the Roseville Tigers. Gresham once again in the backfield. They fake the run to Gresham. It's a slant route. And actually, in the flat is where they're going to get it. And getting what looks to be the first down is going to be, it looks to be Holt, the receiver, number 6. Or number 3, actually. It's going to be Graciani. No, excuse me. Holt, number 6, had the reception. Platzer, number 3, had the tackle. So, nonetheless, Roseville moving the chains here. Ball at the 37-yard line. You're now starting to see the wide variety of passing plays by Susanera and company. They've done it on the slants. They've done it in the flats. And now they're starting to really burn Placer on these screen plays. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. First and 10 from the Roseville 37. Susanera in the gun. Hands it off to Gresham. Gresham trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. He's wrestled down in the backfield. It's by 50 Trinka. Alba, number 47, had the beat on him, and justice laid down the justice of the law. Second and long coming up now. It is officially going to be a loss of 2 on the play. This is going to mark the ball down at the Roseville 36, so a loss of officially 1 and some change. Roseville with 20 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Be interesting to see if they're going to get one last playoff, and they will with 12 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Susanera in the gun, bunch formation, all 4 wideouts to the near side, and looks like they're not going to get into the playoff. They are going to let the clock trickle down, and that'll do it. A entertaining first quarter has 14 combined points. The Hillman answering the bell after they trailed early 7-0. 7-7 here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. A quick commercial break and then the start of the second quarter.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
Start of the second quarter, 7-7, as the Hillmen looking to get a big stop for the against the Tigers here on their second drive of the game, 2nd and 11. It's a jet sweep to Peanut Hawkins, and Hawkins had nowhere to go there as the Hillmen, courtesy of Justice Alba, number 47, laying down the law is Justice. 3rd and long coming up as Peanut Hawkins took a licking on that one. The ball is knocked back at the 32-yard line, 3rd and a long ways to go. The Roseville Tigers will have to get to their own 47 to move the chains. So this will make it 3rd and 15 with 11:28 to play in the second quarter. And the Hillmans so far have had no problems pushing the other team's offensive output back in the backfield. It's been the 3rd and longs that have killed them. They're looking to get off the field on this one. Shotgun for Susanera. Gresham flanked to his left. 2 wide outs on both sides. Play action. It's a slant route. McClure has it, and McClure diving for the first down. He's going to be about 1, maybe 2 yards short. A huge hit on Kenny McClure, who for sure earned that one as Luke Platzer came in and lowered the boom. as well as number 4, Azzarello. And Kenny McClure really got his bell rung there. Another injured Roseville Tiger down on the field, and this is like the third player so far tonight. Roseville has had their offense, and more specifically their offensive line, dropping like flies early. It is officially 4th-and-1 for Roseville with 10:41 to play in the second quarter. You wonder if you're Roseville, you wonder if you're going to go for it. They finally have the injured player up on his feet. It looks like it could be number 68, Morales, the tackle. So Jose Morales walking off the field, and now the Roseville Tigers contemplating a big play on 4th-and-1. The ball is officially marked at the Roseville 46. As mentioned, they've got to get to the 47. Clock continuing to run here with 10:41 to play. Roseville going to come out in the shotgun. Cisnera under center. Gresham in the backfield. Two wideouts flanking both sides of the field. They send Peanut Hawkins in motion to the slant on to the slot on the near side. It looks like they're going to try to draw the Hillman off sides. The Hillman not falling for it. They go up the middle to Gresham, and Gresham has the first down as Gresham dives forward, knocked down at the 48. A very smart football play there by number 20, Demarcus Gresham. Gresham just lunging forward, letting his momentum take way. And the Hillman unable to get the Tigers off the field on 4th-and-1. 10:04 to play. We're going to be under 10 minutes the next time this ball is snapped. 7-7. Roseville with two timeouts remaining. They used one early in the first quarter. They have two left for the first half. Your Hillman have all three remaining. Shotgun again for the Tigers. Two wideouts to the near side. Peanut Hawkins in motion. Back to pass, plenty of time. It's a deep ball. It is caught by McClure at the 20, and McClure diving forward, tackled near the 10 as Luke Platzer gets beat on the go ball. And McClure with a big-time catch as Susanera had plenty of time. He took a five-step drop and unloaded the big bomb on the Hillman as Kenny McClure, now with what seems to be at least his fourth, maybe fifth catch of the game, is tackled inside the Hillman 15. Ball is marked at the 13.
Ball is marked at the Plaster 13-yard line. First down, Roseville.
First and 10 with 9:23 to play in the second quarter. And the Hillman, very un-Hillman-like, getting burned on the deep ball as Luke Platzer was unable to catch up with the speed of Kenny McClure. First and 10, 9:05 to play in the first half. Gresham in the backfield. They're going to give it to him. Play action, actually. It's over the middle. Caught for the touchdown.
There is pass. Complete for touchdown.
It looks to be Grand Dahl, and it is.
Grand Dahl with the reception.
The second passing touchdown on the night for the Roseville Tigers. The first for Susnera, as Graham Dahl, who's been primarily used tonight in the kicking game on special teams, on the slant route again. He beats the Hillman, and the Roseville Tigers with a 13-7 lead pending the PAT. Padone knocks it through. It's 14-7. And so with 8:59 to play, the Hillman defense giving up a big bomb to Kenny McClure. And then the very next play, a 13-yard slant route for the TD, courtesy of Grand Dahl from Susnera. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Auburn Valley. Go get your trophies. Only, you guessed it, Auburn Trophies. So for the first time all season, the Placer Hillman are in a what seems to be a shootout, so to speak, and it's a shootout with the Roseville Tigers. And you have to wonder, I mean, the Hillman, they've won every kind of game you can imagine, every single kind of way through the first 5 weeks of the season. Maybe tonight's the night they're going to have to put up at least 40 points to win the game. You have to wonder. They've done it before, so it's nothing new, but Roseville not going away as Padone's kick is going to be fielded at the 10 or at the 5 by Luke Platzer. Platzer taken out across the 20. Penalty flag coming down as Platzer a couple of nifty moves, and he's upended around the 25. Tackle made by Callaway, number 23, on special teams for the Roseville Tigers. It's going to be on the Hillman, so this return by Kiefer Abs is coming back. It's going to be a holding call.
Holding on Placer.
So 8:52 to go, and the return by Kiefer Abs is going to be pushed back inside the Hillman 20, courtesy of the holding penalty on Placer. Ball is on the 12-yard line, and this is where the second drive of the night for your Hillman starts at the 12-yard line. So the Hillman on the first drive did a great job running the football, particularly with Sean Jones. You have to wonder if that's Joey Montoya's recipe tonight, if it's just Sean Jones' night to move the chains at will. First and 10. Play action. Miller, plenty of time. Down the field, he's got Sanchez. Hole at the 50, and it's dropped. Oh, goodness gracious sakes alive. It's dropped by Danny Sanchez Harlow. Sanchez Harlow was at the 50. He had his man beat. He was going to go walk in for a touchdown, but he put the cart before the horse, and he dropped it in plain sight at the 50. And that is a killer play for the Hillman. You have to wonder if this is going to be a tight game. They might point back to that play and say, this is one of those plays that's got us in that position. No point in crying over spilled milk. It's now 2nd and 10 from the Hillman 12. Play action again. They're actually going to give off to Kelly, and Kelly will be lucky to get a 1 yard here on the end around. So 3rd and 9 coming up. You got to give Roseville credit. They are hanging tough here. They are not afraid of our Hillman, and they have given them quite a ball game so far here with 8:24 remaining. In the first half, Kingwood, number 45, making the tackle for the Roseville Tigers. The Hillmen are going to have to get it to at least their own 22 to move these chains on 3rd and 9. Play action. Ryan Miller, plenty of time. Unloads it to the near side. It's caught by Baylor Kelly at the 30, and the chains are moving. First down as Baylor Kelly with the big grab. A gain of 17, but there's a flag on the field. Looks to be about a gain of 17 or 18. They're actually going to say it's on Roseville. It's roughing the passer. So that'll continue the drive regardless if Kelly had made it the catch or not. A gain of 17. And the roughing the passer play is going to make it another 15 yards as the Hillmen are going to have this ball. What looks to be the 46, actually 47. First and 10 with 8:01 to play. And the Hillmen catch a very lucky break on the roughing the passer play. Shotgun for Ryan Miller. Baylor Kelly in the backfield. They're going to hand it off to Baylor Kelly. It's going to be Baylor. Well, actually, nope. It's going to be number 5, Sean Jones. So Sean gets another carry. It's going to get it to about the 49. Tackle made by Will Mello, the senior outside linebacker, number 10. This ball is marked at the 49 as Sean Jones gets about a gain of 2 yards right there. 7:24 to play. Shotgun again for the Hillman. They're going fast here. They hand it off to Baylor Kelly across the 50, 45. Baylor still going. Breaks another tackle. Kelly on his feet. Somersaults to the 30.
Baylor Kelly with a strong run.
And so Baylor Kelly finally finding his first little bit of daylight. And he takes it all the way to the Roseville 31. A fresh new set of downs for the Hillman. 7 minutes remaining in the first half. You have to think the Hillman, the way they've moved the ball here, taking their time diligently. But when they've had the ball, they've made it count, and they're all the way to the Roseville 31. Up the middle, Sean Jones, and he'll get to about what looks to be the 29. Gain of about 2, it looks like, on that play. 2nd and 8 coming up. Tackle was made by number 50, Morales Jr., the middle linebacker. The Hillmen are going to have to get to the Roseville 22 to move the chains here and keep the drive alive. 6:20 to play in the first half. The Hillmen have all 3 timeouts remaining at their disposal. Shotgun for Ryan Miller. Sends Baylor Kelly in motion. Now going to hand it off to Sean again. And Jones is tripped up at around the 25.
To the
Gain of four on the run by Sean Jones up the middle. We've got an injured player on the field for the Hillmen, and it looks like it is number 84, Rethy, the tight end. Rethy clutching his knee. As the trainers turn to Jeremiah Rathy, we will go to a break. Your Hillmen with a huge third and four coming up on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. They trail Roseville by 7, 14-7.
Hi, KHI listeners. I'm Brandon Harris with Homer Insurance. So what makes us different? Well, first of all, we live in your community and understand the insurance environment you're dealing with. Whether it's your home or your business, your insurance situation is unique. We have access to an enormous market of top-rated carriers, and we'll find the one that fits your unique situation the best. We want you to experience the service you deserve. Hit a home run and call Homer Insurance today. 916-339-7070. That's 916-339-7070.
For over 30 years, the team of health food professionals at Sunrise Natural Foods have been helping the community find the best supplements and health foods to live a healthy lifestyle. Our team of buyers and product consultants research and purchase the best nutritional products that science can offer. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
It has been an injury-filled first half, as now the Hillmen have experienced their first injury, as Jeremy Rathy unable to put any pressure on that leg. Number 84, Jeremiah Rathy, going back to the sideline, needing to be helped off the field. Ball is marked down officially at the 25. Hillmen with third and four coming up. They've got to get it to the Roseville 21 to continue this drive. It was a drive that started out lightning fast, but these last couple of plays, the Tigers have stuffed them in the running game. Shotgun for Placer. It's kept by Ryan Miller. Miller, 10, 5, trucks a man in his way as Ryan Miller lowering the boom on the safety, and he's tackled down at the 5. First and goal coming up, and so a very, very genius play call for Joey Montoya. Ryan Miller, I don't think he's ran the ball maybe all but three times so far this season, and that one is one of the biggest ones of the year. It's a gain of 24 on the QB keeper. First and goal from the Tiger 5 coming up, and the Hillmen wasted no time. They get right under the center, up the middle. Sean Jones is nailed at their line of scrimmage. And that tackle is made by number 45, Tayton Wood in there. Tayton Wood laying the wood on Sean Jones. Second and goal coming up with 5:08 to play. Second and goal coming up here as it looks like Sean Jones was looking to hit that hole, and he was met by Tayton Wood, number 45. Under 5 minutes to play in the first half. The Hillmen looking to tie this ball game up. They've got 5 yards, which separates them from that mission, and now we're going to get a timeout on the field. It's going to be Roseville. So Roseville uses their second timeout of the first half. They've got one timeout remaining. 4:40 to play. We'll stay with you here briefly on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Keith Joganatis on the call, and the Hillmen with 4:40 to play. The Hillmen down 7 points. The big run by Ryan Miller of 24 yards got it to the 5-yard line. Second and goal coming up after Sean Jones was stuffed at the line of scrimmage. The Tigers called their second timeout, looking to get everything organized on a key goal line potential stand here for Roseville. Joey Montoya giving his last commands to the troops. Second and goal here for the Hillmen.
Second and goal, Placer.
And if it was a situation you'd want to be in, it would be this one for Placer. They have ran the ball extremely well throughout the year. Maybe you're thinking a bootleg with Ryan Miller up the middle. Maybe. Nonetheless, here we go. Second and goal. Now they're going to switch the whole formation. Miller going under center. Kelly in motion. They bump into each other. They go to Baylor Kelly. Kelly got two before forward progress. And that did not go smooth. Third and goal coming up. A slew of Roseville jerseys stopping Kelly. It looked like Ryan Miller on the play fake bumped into Baylor Kelly. He was able to give it to Baylor. A gain of 2, 3 yards to go for the Hillman. You have to wonder if they don't get the third and goal conversion here for the touchdown, if they'll send Andrew Marcus out there for a chip shot field goal, which Andrew is more than capable of making, or if Joey rolls the dice and aims to go for it with all three timeouts remaining and 4 minutes remaining on the clock. Here we go, third and goal. Miller sends a man in motion. Play action. It's actually going to go to Kelly, and Baylor spinning inside, but he's shot, stopped just short. And now it's fourth and goal from the 2 yard line. And now Joey Montoya is hiding no secrets. They're going to go for it with 3:34 remaining in the first half. The offense for the time being is out there as Ryan Miller gets the signal. They bring Merrick Azzarello in at wide receiver. And here we go. Ivan Da Silva up there. Fourth and goal. Kelly and Jones in the backfield. The snap. Sean Jones is stopped short. Is he stopped short? He is. Unbelievable. Sean Jones stopped at the 1 yard line. A huge goal line stand for Roseville as Joey Montoya and the Hillman roll the dice and they come up snake eyes at the 1 yard line. And it was the right play. If you're going to have anybody in that position, it's Sean Jones. Just a great defensive stand by the Roseville Tigers, who now, with 3:08 to go and one timeout remaining, looking to potentially make this a two-score ball game. So that drive for the Hillman going 73 yards. The problem, they needed to go 74 yards to tie the game up. So Roseville is going to take their third and final timeout. So now with at least 3 minutes to go, the Hillman, this is a very peculiar position for the Hillman, who have never gone into this season trailing at halftime. And they find themselves now down 7. The good news is for your Hillman, they've backed the Tigers up to the 1 yard line after Sean Jones could not get in to the end zone. So maybe an opportunity to potentially get a safety, get the ball back. Nonetheless, if you are Placer, your main goal right now is getting off the field, as Roseville has put up 14 total points here in the first half. So a little bit of a clock malfunction as the Hillman, as the referees actually, excuse me, are going to reset the clock to 3:05. So 3 minutes and 5 seconds remaining in the first half. Roseville backed up at their own 1 yard line, just trying to get any kind of space as Susnera keeps it. And it looks to be maybe one, maybe two. Cole Kine making the tackle. Second down coming up, ball at the 4 yard line. Hillman got to get the stop before Roseville gets to their own 12 yard line. So second and 8 coming up with 2:41 to play. And, you know, Roseville now has no timeouts remaining in the first half. So they're going to have to be very strategic with how they operate if they're going to move this ball downfield. They've done it before, though, so far tonight. Play action. Susnera, slant route. It is bobbled and then caught by McClure. I'm actually saying that McClure dropped it. And actually, Kenny McClure did catch that. So McClure bobbles the pass and then grabs it at the last second. Third and 2 coming up now. Third and 2 coming up with 2:03 to play in the first half. So Kenny McClure has not dropped a single pass so far tonight. He's caught the ball in a variety of ways, on slant routes, on go balls, and now a big-time out route there. Third and two, 1:43 to play. Shotgun up the middle to Gresham, and it looks like Gresham, pile's still going, and he has it. So Jamaris Gresham has been running that ball profoundly tonight. He gets the first down. Atkinson, number 53, making the tackle as the Hillman once again unable to get off the field on third down. 1:23 to play. And Roseville moving the ball at light speed here at the 14. And now they're taking their time with 1:11 to play. Susanera in the gun. 1:04 to play. Ball at the 18-yard line. Susanera, plenty of time. Over the middle, has two wideouts. Has McClure at the 45. And McClure with a great catch is tackled near the 49. Clock will stop with 55 seconds. They're aiming to spike the football as the Roseville Tigers hurrying up to the line to spike the football, and they will with 49 seconds. So second down from the Roseville 48 as once again Kenny McClure beating everybody on that deep ball. Kenny McClure is closing in on over 100 yards receiving on the night, and he has been burning the Hillman at every given opportunity. It was crazy on that play as Roseville had not just McClure but another wide receiver streaking down the field. You have to think if McClure couldn't get the football, maybe the other guy could have. 48 seconds remaining after the spiked ball by Susanera. Second and 10 coming up. Roseville, everything going so far so good on offense in the first half. 48 seconds remaining. Susanera into the flat. Pass is caught behind the line of scrimmage. Then Gideon. Ball is fumbled at the last minute, and it's picked up and recovered by Roseville inside the Placer 48. You want to talk about a string of bad luck there as the Hillman forced the fumble. Roseville recovers, and the ball is officially marked at the 49. Clock is running because there was no first down. 24 seconds remaining. You have to wonder if Roseville will try to take one shot into the end zone here. The clock continuing to run. 17 seconds now. Third and six. Susanera rolls out to the near side. Pressure coming. Throws it. It is caught by Peanut Hawkins. No, he dropped it. Peanut Hawkins was streaking down the near side, and it just slipped out of his hands around the 25. If Peanut Hawkins had caught that and gotten out of bounds, you got to think there's about 7 seconds remaining. Great throw there by Susanera, as Susanera finally has a dropped pass by one of his receivers. He had been perfect, folks, up until that point. 9 seconds remaining. It's fourth down. You have to wonder what Roseville's going to do here. They don't want to give Placer any time remaining in the first half, but they also want to make sure they have the best chance to maybe drop another big pass, and they have been hitting Placer big on these deep balls. 9 seconds, fourth and six. Susanera in the gun, flanked by Gresham to his right side. Rolls out. Plenty of time. He's going to throw it. This one is now caught by Peanut Hawkins at the 36 with 4 seconds remaining. Peanut Hawkins officially ruled out of bounds near the 38. So Peanut Hawkins with a reception. He's knocked out of bounds at the 37 with 4 seconds remaining. And they're going to try a field goal here. This is an interesting choice because Padone, number seven Padone, is going to kick this. A 54-yard kick is the measure. Good snap, good hold. It is up. It is going to be no good. It had the length, but it did not have the accuracy. And so Placer dodging a bullet, if you can call it that, as our Hillman are down seven going into the half. The first time all year that the Placer Hillman at 5-0 will have a deficit at halftime. Joey Montoya and company go into the locker room looking to make some adjustments, down seven with 24 minutes left to defend their undefeated record here on KI Radio. It's halftime, 14-7, Roseville over the Hillman on 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics. For classic American food and a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn, a proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
Mike Bramey in the K-High Sports Desk right now. Some high school football scores. Most of these games are at half or almost at half. Del Oro leading Whitney right now, 14-7. They are at half. In the big game between two power programs, Oak Ridge leading Granite Bay 23-10. That is also at halftime. Bear River's leading Oakmont. They're in the second quarter, 10-7. Lincoln and Wheatland tied at 7-7 at half. Rockland over Jesuit right now. They're late in the second quarter. It's Rockland 21 and Jesuit 7. And Castle Robles is killing Woodland right now, 25-0. And that one's at half. Well, more scores throughout the game. The game you're listening to, of course, Roseville with the 7-point lead over Placer. It's 14-7 at the half.
Auburn's department store is McCullough's in the Auburn Town Center. And right now you'll find a wide selection of hand-free shoes. Never struggle bending over to put your shoes on again. McCullough's also has sales on fall weather jackets and sweatshirts by Columbia and other sports gear. Save parking, save gas, save money by heading over to the Auburn Town Center and Auburn's department store. McCullough's on Elm.
It's time to live better at CAC Fit at 2514 Bell Road in the Crossroads Shopping Center. Whether your fitness goals are to lose weight, gain weight, functional training, or recovery, they've got you covered with customized training programs, fitness classes, hydro massages, and more. Open 7 days a week with 24/7 access. Stop by CAC Fit at 2514 Bell Road in the Crossroads Shopping Center. Call 530-885-1964 or online at cacfit.com.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
Here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K-High.
For over 30 years, the team of health food professionals at Sunrise Natural Foods have been helping the community find the best supplements and health foods to live a healthy lifestyle. Our team of buyers and product consultants research and purchase the best nutritional products that science can offer. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
FM 104.5 K2A3 CM Auburn and AM 950 KAHI Auburn.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Biotechnology. Its progress has been incredible, but where is it headed? Let's find out from the experts on Pop Talk. I'm Mary Jane Pop here. Is there anything we hold back from our therapists? And if so, why? And are you sweet on sweet potatoes? They could make your life better. And you'll meet the man of many voices and also the son of Happy Days mom, Marion Ross. Get the good life tools on Pop Talk Saturday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sunday, 9 to 11 p.m. and 24/7 at khi.com. Click on Listen and Audio on Demand.
Because K-Hi cares. Here's another K-Hi Community Bulletin Board.
Hey, you can join the Piers Auburn Center Walking Group. Plesser Independent Resource Services emphasizes that walking helps seniors to limit sickness, boost endorphins, improve heart health, build bone mass, and improve balance. All this in just 30 minutes a day, and it's free. Meet at the Auburn Recreation Park at 9:30 a.m. on Wednesdays every week. The Senior Center Walking Group walks a beautiful, fully accessible path around Recreation Park at 123 Recreation Drive, right off of Auburn Folsom Road in Auburn. Please wear appropriate footwear. Hydration is always important, and understand that there are risks, both foreseeable and unpredictable, with any exercise, and that your consultation with your doctor is advised regarding whether you can safely participate in a walking club. Walks could be canceled due to bad weather, so call Colleen at Piers 530-885-6100 or 1-800-833-3453 to verify during inclement weather.
California headline news: that slow-moving landslide in Rancho Palos Verdes is getting faster. Some residents don't think officials are taking matters seriously enough.
We need some help now from the state and the federal level. They're ignoring us, and they think we're going to go away, and we're not. They're going to have to drag us out of here.
Resident Mark Young: roads are closed, utilities to many of the homes turned off. Some residents reporting that they're purchasing private generators. They're letting a fire in a semi-truck that was carrying large lithium-ion batteries burn itself out in San Pedro, but that could take a few more days, and fire crews are keeping their distance.
We've been using drones that have been flying above it with a thermal cameras that measure the temperature inside of the container, and the heat that's still in there will continue to activate the other cells.
That's David Ortiz with LA Fire. The blaze forcing the closure of the 47 freeway and Vincent Thomas Bridge. Hazmat and fire crews remain on scene, but they're not fighting the fire. John Gilliland, California Headline News.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Hey, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Buying or selling a home is a big deal. Literally. It's one of the largest financial transactions you're likely to make. So work with someone who will work with your best interest in mind. Someone who agrees to operate with transparency, honesty, and fairness every step of the way. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and are bound by a strict code of ethics that requires they put your interests above their own. Because that's who we are. Make sure your agent is a Realtor.
Hi, this is Dr. Dahlia. Join me for my live call-in medical talk show that answers your questions right here on KHI. On my show, we tackle issues like cholesterol, diabetes, women's health, children, geriatrics, relationships, and more. And with all that's going on in Washington, we even touch on government and policies.
Dr. Dahlia, weekdays from 9 to noon here on the Voice of the Foothills.
Join me each weekday morning right here on FM 104.5 and AM 950 KHI, the Voice of the Foothills.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
Give me an A. Give me an A. Give me an
A.
Give me an I. What's that spell?
K-I. Go Hillman!
Strictly Toyota's on Stadium Way, just behind Placer High, is committed to providing their customers with excellent service, period. They understand that automotive maintenance and repair is neither convenient nor fun. They value their customers and always put them first, listening to problems and helping find solutions. In addition to Toyotas and Hondas, Strictly Toyotas also services Subaru, Nissan, and Infiniti, as well as other domestic vehicles. Stop in at Strictly Toyotas at 135 Stadium Way in Auburn or call them at 887-0808. Strictly Toyotas.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At understood.org, we can help. Sometimes in class, the only thing your child can focus on are the thoughts racing through their head.
Why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone? So different?
Your child is looking to you for answers. But as a parent, you probably have a lot of questions too. What should I do next? Where do I even start? At understood.org, we provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit understood.org/the reason to get started.
All right, let's get some updates now, some of the other high school games taking place. We do have an update of that Oak Ridge-Granite Bay game. That's a huge game. It's at Granite Bay. They're in the fourth quarter right now. Oak Ridge still with the lead, 23-17. And Lincoln's leading Wheatland right now. They're at half, 13-7. Now Lowell 14, Whitney 7, just starting the third quarter. It's Bear River 10, Oakmont 7. Oh, check that. Oakmont 14 and Bear River 10. They're at halftime. And Rockland is beating Jesuit 21-7 at half. We'll be joining Keith in the big game here in Auburn as Placer's trailing Roseville at halftime, 14-7.
For over 30 years, the team of health food professionals at Sunrise Natural Foods have been helping the community find the best supplements and health foods to live a healthy lifestyle. Our team of buyers and product consultants research and purchase the best nutritional products that science can offer. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
Wow, 2023 saw home insurance soar out of control, forcing many people to actually contemplate selling their home. Brandon Harris here to say it's not all doom and gloom. At Homer Insurance, you'll talk to real insurance experts that have real solutions. We work with dozens of real estate companies helping their agents solve problems every day. If you think you're paying too much, give us a crack and call Homer Insurance today at 916-339-7070. 916-339-7070.
Unfamiliar territory for the Placer Hillmen to start the year. They are down 14-7. They're down and trailing at halftime for the first time all year, and it's to the Roseville Tigers. Keith Joganatis here with you on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. About 2 minutes remaining until the second half kicks off. And you have to wonder if you're Placer. Well, the good news to start for Placer, let's start off with some good news. The good news is you get the ball first to start the second half. So deferring in the first half worked to perfection in that strategic regard for Joey Montoya and company. The bad news is that it's on defense, because on defense, Roseville in the passing game primarily has had their way with the Hillmen secondary. And they're going to have to, you know, fix that and work on whatever it is they talked about when they went in the halftime. But nonetheless, the Hillmen down 14-7 and getting the ball back. When we come back here, we're going to go to a quick 1 minute break. When we come back, we're going to start the second half. 24 minutes for the Hillmen to remain unbeaten on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
For classic American food and a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn, a proud supporter of Placer High Athletics.
The Hillmen will start the second half getting the football, and it will look to be a really key drive in regards to the fact that the Hillmen are going to have to, you know, tie this game up to get back in the game. They will start now. And try their best to get back into this contest. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Auburn Valley. If you're looking for a great trophy, go to Auburn Trophies. So, Roseville, the last time Placer was on the field, stopped them at the Roseville one-yard line on a big-time fourth and goal stand. In between then, they had the drop pass by Danny Sanchez-Harlow that could have been a touchdown. 7 points at half, the lowest point total in the first half of the Hillmen all year. This is a booming kick again, returned by Abs at the 5-yard line. Takes it out across the 15, makes a move at the 20, and he is tripped up at around the 23.
Fanone's kick taken by Abs, returned to the 22-yard line of Placer, sets up a first down.
And you got to give Padone his flowers tonight. He has given Placer no ability to have a big-time kickoff return, which could swing the momentum. So this football and this drive will start at the Hillman 23-yard line with 11:54 in the third quarter. The Hillman offense limited to just 7 points in total in the first half. Other than that touchdown, they have had no points so far. Wildcat, Baylor Kelly in the gun. Kelly going to keep it himself. Flag on the play before that play gets started on first and 10. It's going to be offsides on the Hillman. 5-yard penalty makes it first and 15 as this ball pushed back to the 18-yard line.
First down at the 18.
So the Hillman, with 11:51 to play, start this drive at first and 15 from their own 18 now. Shotgun formation. Ryan Miller this time under center. He drops back the pass. Quick step. Throws it near side. Pass caught by Kiefer Abs, who lunges forward to the 35, to 25, excuse me. Gain of 10 yards on the pass play. Tackle is made by Bass, number 15. So 8 yards to go on second and eight. 11:25 to play. Miller in the shotgun. Up the middle, Ryan Miller is pushed back, and then he lunges forward to at the 29. So Ryan Miller has ran the football twice now. He stops short of the 30-yard line to the 29. Tackle made by Morales Jr., number 50, the linebacker. So now third down coming up for the Hillman from their own 29. They've got to get to their own 34 to move the chains and continue the drive. Third and 5, shotgun. Miller, back to pass, quick step, pump fake. Floats it. It is incomplete, just out of range for Baylor. And that'll bring up fourth down, so the Hillman offense just not able to get in sync right now. It has been tough sledding. Fourth and 6 coming up, and Joey Montoya and company will punt. So fourth and 6 now for the Hillman, punting it away. With 10:49 to play in the first half. And they're going to keep it. It's a fake. Baylor Kelly has it. He has the first down and more. What a fake by Montoya to call that in this time of the game. Holy mackerel. It's a fake punt, and Baylor Kelly took it, and he ran it across the 35, and he's tackled at the 45. Holy guacamole, what a play dialed up by Joey Montoya with 10:43 to go, a fresh new set of downs. And that was a huge call. It's brought nothing but life into the crowd. Ball at the 40, a fresh new set of downs. They're going to go up the middle, and it's Sean Jones who is out across the 45. Jones tackled around the 47, 48, second and short coming up for the Hillman. They've got to get to midfield to move the chains. Caden Wood with a tackle for Roseville. 10:20 to play in the Hillman. A little bit of a pep in the step for this offense after the fake punt conversion. Kelly has nowhere to go. He's wrapped up in the backfield. And that was a big tackle by number 10, Will Mello, the outside linebacker. Number 44, Sam Flynn. The defensive end was also in there. So third and short coming up now for the Hillman. With 9:52 to play in the third quarter. Ball marked at the Hillman 46. They've got to get to the 50 to move those chains. You wonder if they'll go to the passing game. It's been spotty at best tonight. Play action. Pressure coming. Miller steps up in the pocket. He runs forward, and he has the first down. And Ryan Miller had pressure coming on the blind side. He recognized it. He moved out of the pocket like a ping pong ball. or like a pinball machine. He went left, right, right, left, and lunged forward for the first down. Gain of 5 on the scramble for Ryan Miller. Ball is at the Roseville 49. 9:18 to play. The Hillmen so far have converted a fourth down and a third down now. Sean Jones at the middle across the 45 and tripped up near the 43. Gain of 6 there for Sean Jones. Tackle made by 26, Valencia the third, the linebacker. Actually, Pannone, excuse me. So ball is marked at the 48. Or not the 48, 43. The 43-yard line of the ball is marked. Excuse me. Gain of 5 by Jones. Second and short coming up. Play action. Miller has the man wide open downfield. It is caught at the 5. Touchdown. Placer Hillman. Kiefer Abs with a touchdown. A beautiful play action design. Ryan Miller had Kiefer Abs right down the middle of the field, and he shot it there right in the nick of time. And the Hillmen, one PAT away from tying up the ball game. A 43-yard bomb from Ryan Miller to Kiefer Abs. What a play right there, as the Hillmen are right back in this game with 8:38 to go in the third. High snap, hold is good. It is nothing but down the pipe for Andrew Marcus. So the Hillmen, who looked dead in the water, folks, after it was 4th and 8, they convert the fake snap on the punt to Baylor Kelly. Sean Jones gives you a couple of runs. And then on the play action, Ryan Miller dropping the big bomb to Kiefer Abs. Another receiving touchdown for Kiefer. And the Hillmen have tied it up 14-all with 8:38 to play in the third. This game, this kickoff, brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy needs. Marcus set to kick it away. McClure and Dahl back there. This is a high kick. It's not going to go very far, as it is fair caught at around the 33 by number 2, Uresti Young. 8:37 to play in the third, and the Hillmen offense giving this team, this crowd, this fan base a little spark and a fresh new life here. It was a little dead in the water, a little too quiet for the Hillmen faithful's liking. But the big touchdown pass ties it at 14-all. 28 combined points with 8:37 remaining in the third quarter. Roseville has had their way in the passing game. You wonder if they're going to mix it up a little bit with a run, or if they're just going to keep putting the ball in the hands of Susanera. I wouldn't doubt them if they did. It's been working all night. Two wideouts on both sides on 1st and 10 from the Roseville 34. Up the middle, this is Gresham. Gresham with some nifty footwork out across the 40, tackled it around the 44. And it looks like he's going to be just short. De Silva on the tackle on Gresham. Gresham is tackled at the 43, so a gain of 9 on the halfback run by Gresham. Gain of 9 makes it 2nd and 1 coming up with 8:10 to play in the third quarter. And Roseville, like we talked about, they've been passing the ball all night. They go back to the run with Gresham, and Gresham has been a wrecking ball in those trenches inside the numbers. He has been moving the football at will tonight, running that rock. Shotgun again, one back in the back. It's an end around. To the near side they go. That's Dahl. Dahl across the 40, breaks the tackle at the 30, wrapped up at the 25. Knocked out of the 25-yard line, and a big play there. As Graham Dahl gets it inside the Baylor of the Placer 30-yard line, Baylor Kelly with a tackle. First down. Ball is at the 25-yard line of the Hillmen. It was 7:41 to play in the third. Roseville responding to the touchdown with flying colors. Shotgun again for Roseville. Gresham in the backfield. They send one man in motion. Play action. Susanera pump fake again. Goes towards the corner of the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown by Peanut Hawkins.
Caught for a touchdown.
Dwayne Peanut Hawkins in the corner of the end zone. And Peanut Hawkins is running right to the sideline to greet the crowd as Peanut. It's actually going to be Kenny McClure. Wow. What a night for Kenny McClure. They cannot stop him anywhere on the field tonight as Kenny McClure with a touchdown. And, man, Roseville answering right back. The extra point is good.
Tony's extra point is good. Brings our score. Roseville 21.
Roseville taking the lead back in less than 3 minutes. They continue to gash the Hillman secondary as a big-time throw to the corner of the far side of the end zone caught by Kenny McClure. What a night for Kenny McClure, the junior wideout, and the Hillmen down 7 once again. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, for all your trophy needs, Auburn Trophies. So the Roseville Tigers matching the Placer Hillman blow for blow in this heavyweight fight. They lead by 7, 21-14, as they kick it away with 7:35. It's a pooch kick to the far side near the 30. It's caught and going out of bounds.
Kick is caught by number 7.
Number 7, Aiden Erickson. Jaden Erickson, whose name we haven't heard all night. He served as a running back and a backup wideout. Erickson fair catching it. And that is going to mark the ball down at the Hillman 27. So with 7:35 to go, the Hillman, who had to go through hills and valleys and peaks and mountains just to get the game tied at 14, now got to go back out there. Not well rested. Shotgun. And they're going to go to Baylor Kelly, who breaks one tackle across the Hillman 30. Stiff arm at the 35. And lowering his shoulder at the Hillman 40 is Baylor Kelly. A fresh new set of downs for the Hillman. It's a gain of 14 on the run by Baylor Kelly. Tackle is made by Gates, number 12 for Roseville. It's actually a gain of 13 on the run. End around by Baylor Kelly. 7:10 to play in the third, and the Hillman with a fresh new set of downs. Shotgun. Ryan Miller flanked by Kelly in the backfield. Sanchez Harlow in motion. It's an end around to Danny. Across the 40, 45, spins around, and Danny Sanchez Harlow is knocked down to the 49. Second and inches. Second and one, second and inches, so to speak, coming up at the 49 with 6:44 to play. Padone with a tackle. 6:37 to play as the Hillmen are marching down the field once again, courtesy of the runs by Kelly and Danny Sanchez Harlow. 6:25 to play in the third. Shotgun for Ryan Miller. Hands it off. He's going to fake it. Now it's the flat to Baylor Kelly. Bounces it out to the outside. 40, 45, 40. Kelly's still going, and he fumbles at the last minute, but he's knocked down out of bounds as Baylor Kelly officially marked inside the 40. They're going to mark this ball at the 39. 6:08 to play as the Hillmen down 7 are marching down the field once again. We're under 6 minutes officially here in the third quarter. Great fake by Ryan Miller. Had the whole defense faked out. He gave it to the last minute on the flat to Mr. Kelly. Way to get that ball out of the midst of Jones. Now the Hillmen lining up on 1st and 10 under center. Play action again. They go up the middle to Kelly on the end around. Kelly still trudging forward. They're going to whistle the play dead.
By the Tigers, the ball will be spotted.
Ball is going to be spotted at the Tigers 36, or 37, excuse me. Second and 7. It's officially a gain of 3 on the end-around run for Baylor. 5:13 to play in the third. Play action. Miller has time. Has Baylor downfield. It is out of the grasp of Baylor Kelly by a fingertip.
Man.
And that is the second pass tonight that Ryan has just been a little off accuracy-wise. It doesn't mean he overthrew him. It was just a step too much in front of Baylor there. If Kelly is able to snag that ball at the five, he walks in for the potential game-tying touchdown. But now with 5:05, the Hillmen face a 3rd-and-7 from the Tiger 37. And so they've got to get this ball to at least the Roseville 30-yard line to move the 6. Under center goes Ryan. No doubt you're thinking play action here. And it is. Miller back to pass. Throws it. It is caught. It's a first down to 25. And to the 20 is Kiefer Abs.
Miller's pass caught by Abs for a Hillmen first down.
17-yard pass play on the connection from Ryan to Kiefer. They're going to officially mark it at the 22, so 15-yard pass play. 4:49 to play. Bass, number 15, making the tackle for Roseville. 4:42 to play in the third. And the Hillmen are moving. Two wide outs to the near side. They send one man in motion. It's the Baylor Kelly following his blockers across the 20. He is dragged down and around the Roseville 16.
Brought down at Roseville 16-yard line.
Gain of about 6 right there. Second and 4 coming up as the Hillmen now are moving with 4:20 to play in the third. They are keeping Roseville off balance on their toes. They don't know whether it's a play action or a running play. That's because Ryan has done such a great job of disguising the football once they break the huddle and once they snap the football. 4:03 to play in the third. Ryan under center. Sanchez Harlow goes in motion. Up the middle to Sean Jones. Cuts it back to the outside. Jones tripped up at the 10. It's a fresh new set of downs. First and goal as Sean Jones with a 7-yard run up the gut. Dahl making the tackle. They're going to make it a gain of 8. It's first and goal from the Roseville 9. And 3:42 to play. 3:39 to play, and the Roseville Tigers are grasping for straws and gasping for air. At the 9-yard line, they send a man in motion. It's Baylor. Stiff arms a guy in the backfield. He can't get free. And a great open field tackle right there by Jack Walker, number 5. Jack Walker with a great tackle for a loss on Baylor Kelly on the end around. It's a loss of about 6. Now 5. It's to the Roseville 14. And so with 3:10 to play, Joey Montoya taking his time. We're going to be under 3 minutes once this ball is snapped on second and goal. The Hillmen 14 yards away from potentially tying the game. They come to the line of scrimmage on second and goal. 2:50 to go. Sean Jones in the backfield. And somebody moved from Roseville. They don't call it. Dropping back is Miller. He's got a man. It is caught near the 1-yard line and knocked out of bounds is the receiver. Merrick Azzarello, the first time we've called Merrick's name, and it couldn't have come at a better time to call Merrick's name as the ball is now at the 1-yard line on third and goal. And they're actually going to mark him down a couple of yards short, 3rd and 3.
Ball is going to be placed at
the 3. A big 10-plus yard passing play on the out route to Merrick on the far side. Ryan, he thought he had a free play because the Roseville defensive lineman jumped early. The refs didn't notice it or didn't call it. Either way, the Hillmen moving the ball, but they've got 3 yards here on third and goal to get it in. Snap. Inside. Baylor Kelly. He is waiting for the yard, waiting for the play, the confirmation, and he's down at the 1. Man. And for a minute, the whole crowd thought Baylor had it. So we're right back to where we were in the first half. The Hillmen are going to have to go for it again. You have to wonder if Joey's going to do it. And it looks like Joey Montoya has made his decision. We couldn't get it in on the first and goal or the fourth and goal in the first half. We're going to try again in the third quarter on fourth and goal. 1:30 to play. The Hillmen have got to get this football in the end zone. And now we're going to get a timeout.
Timeout Roseville.
By Roseville.
First of the half.
So Roseville uses their first timeout of the second half. We'll stay with you here on K-High Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. 7-point game. You're Hillmen down 7. A great play from Merrick Azzarello and then Baylor Kelly getting it to the 1-yard line. That 1 yard is all that separates the Hillmen from tying it up. They had this same exact situation in the first half, and they couldn't get it in on the run by Sean Jones. Now, the only difference was that in the first half, Sean Jones was at the 3-yard line. He was stopped 1 yard short. He got 2 yards on fourth and goal. So if you run the same exact play, you're going to have a touchdown if it goes to perfection with Sean Jones. You have to wonder if Joey's going to go back to him here. Sean Jones is in the huddle, as is Sanchez Harlow, so the potential for an end-around is there. Ryan Miller comes to the line. He's going to give it to Baylor Kelly. He will walk in. Touchdown, Placer Hillman. Baylor Kelly finally finding the end zone for the first time tonight. And the Hillmen are 1 point away from tying it up at 21 apiece. You have to give Joey Montoya credit right there to have the nerve to go for it. The second time in the second half, Joey's gone for it on a fourth and down, fourth and goal situation. And now for the PAT, some movement by Roseville, and you can only go so far forward. Encroachment is the call, and so the Hillmen now are going to go for it on the two-point conversion here. So the Hillmen looking to gain the lead for the first time in the second half and have the lead for the first time in the whole contest with 1:21 to go in the third. They're down one. If they get this two-point conversion, obviously they'll be up one. And here they go. No fear for Montoya. They go to Baylor, and Baylor will not get it. Baylor Kelly stopped in the backfield, and Jack Walker, the same person who knocked him back earlier in the drive for the loss, gets him here on the two-point conversion. So the Hillmen, the good news, they get the 6 points. The bad news, they do not get the two-point conversion try, and they remain down one with 1:21 to go in the third. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Auburn Valley for all your trophy needs. So your Hillmen respond with flying colors. They cut the deficit to one after the two-point conversion does not go good. And with 1:21 to go, the Hillmen try to go back to the scene of the crime, which is they still have not been able to stop Roseville in the passing attack all night. We got another injury in the back of the end zone for Roseville. Looks to be Pannone, who has had the PATs, had a couple tackles tonight as well. He kicks the PATs. And this is a big injury for Roseville because Pannone is the main kicker. You have to think in a ball game like this, the game might very well come down to PATs and extra points and field goal tries, and you'd like to have all your resources at your disposal. So we'll take a break. 1:21 to go in the third. Hillman down one after they get the 6 points. So now we're actually gonna stay with it here as Pannone is able to get off the field and walk off under his own power. So 1:21 to play in the third as Andrew Marcus and company will look to kick the ball off.
Marcus is set to kick.
21-20. Hillman down one, and about 13 minutes is what separates them from potentially having their first loss of the night. Long way to go before we cross that bridge. Dahl catches it at the 16, makes one move, and Dahl is out across the 20, tackled at around the 24. Actually, the 34, excuse me. So a gain of 18 on the kickoff by Dahl. Kickoff return by Dahl, that is. Keim making the tackle. And with 1:16 to play in the third, here comes the Roseville offense. The last time they were on the field, they hit pay dirt on the 43-yard bomb from Susanera to Kenny McClure. 1:16. This drive for the Tigers starts at the 34. They send Sanchez to the near side to Dahl on the end around. Dahl across the 40, still going, still moving, and Dahl is close to that first down marker as he's tackled at around the 43. Gain about 8, maybe 9. Cole Keim, number 8, making the tackle. Luke Platzer, number 3, as well. It's going to be officially a gain of 8 for Dahl. And Dahl, who has been moving the ball tremendously well, running it and receiving it, continues that situation tonight. 39 seconds remaining in the third. Roseville on a second and inches at their disposal. And all the momentum seemingly on their side after they stopped the Hillman on second on the two-point conversion. They go up the middle. This is Gresham. Gresham has nothing but room. 45, 35, 30. Still going. Reverses course. 25. Stiff arm. 20. And Gresham is finally bumped out of bounds near the Hillman 20. Baylor Kelly making the stop, but that is not what the Hillman had in mind, as Gresham is knocked out of bounds at the 19-yard line. Officially a 38-yard run for Gresham. And with 19 seconds to go and the ball out of bounds, the Tigers looking to get another touchdown on the board before the third quarter ends. Not what the Hillman had in mind. Roseville finally breaking the huddle here. First and 10 from the Placer 19-yard line with 19 seconds. Shotgun formation for Susanera. Now he audibles to send Gresham to his right side. Hands it off. Gresham trudging forward, still going as he's knocked down at around the 11-yard line. Gain of about 8 right there. 7 seconds remaining, and that will likely be the last play of the third quarter, and it will. So Roseville up 1, 12 minutes from upsetting the Placer Hillman. 21-20 Roseville over your Hillman here on KI Radio. We go to the fourth quarter, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on KHI.
21-20 as your Hillman for the first time all year are trailing after three quarters. And to make matters worse, the Roseville Tigers have the ball at the Hillman 12-yard line. 12 minutes remaining in regulation. Keith Joganatis here with you on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Second and 2. Shotgun for Susanera. Gresham flanks him on the left side. Two wideouts on both the near and the far side. Gresham again breaks one tackle. Finally, still going. Gresham has the first down. He's inside the 10. First and goal with 11:53 to play as Gresham, you know, Roseville has made their bones tonight throwing the football, but Gresham in the short yardage and especially running that football has kept the Hillman guessing. And when you have that kind of flexibility on offense, it really disguises what you can do, what you're going to do. And so for the Hillman tonight, they've really been perplexed trying to figure out the Roseville offense. 11:33 to play. Roseville looking to make this a potentially two possession game once again. Shotgun. Cisneros sends a man in motion. He's going to go back to Gresham, and Gresham stiff arms, trucks one man. He'll walk right into the end zone for the touchdown. A 9-yard run from Damaris Gresham, who trucked a man right at the goal line and stepped right over him. It's 27-20, pending a PAT or a two-point conversion for the Roseville Tigers.
Fidoni out for the PAT.
And Padone, who was banged up earlier but was able to walk off on his own power, is out there for the PAT. And this is a huge one, because if he makes this one, the Hillmen will have to get a two-point conversion after they score a touchdown just to tie the game up. Snap good, hold good. It is up, and it is good. 28-20. And so that two-point conversion, that failed two-point conversion, coming back to haunt the Hillmen. If they had gotten the PAT, hindsight is 20-20, but if the Hillmen had gotten the PAT, Marcus had been perfect all night kicking the ball, it would be 21-28. So then all you need is a touchdown and another PAT. But nonetheless, no crying about the past. The Hillmen down 8 with 11:18 to play in regulation. They're going to have to score and get the two-point conversion just to tie it. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Auburn area of Highway 49, the Ridge Valley Shopping Center. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy and plaque needs. 11:18 to play. And the Hillmen down 8. And Roseville with all the momentum in the world. This one is not a far kick, as it is going to be dropped at the 20-yard line. Kiefer will let it go. It's going to be a flag on that kickoff. So the Hillmen buy a pretty good break right there, as that ball goes from the Hillmen 20 to the 35-yard line. That's a 15-yard swing just like that on that kickoff. So the Hillmen now only have to go 65 yards. 11:18 to play in the fourth quarter, and the Hillmen down 8. If there was ever a time for this vaunted high-powered Hillmen offense to come alive, it would right be right now. Wing T. Miller gives it off to Jones. Jones across the 40. He's spun around and tackled near the 41. Gain of about 6 there on the run from Sean Jones. Wood making the tackle on the 45. Him and Sean Jones have collided more than a handful of times tonight. Sean Jones getting the better of Wood on that play. It's officially marked down as a gain of 5. 2nd and 5 coming up now. The Hillmen have the ball at their own 40-yard line. They're going to bring Kiefer Abs into the game, and usually when that happens, that means a pass play is going to be in a full effect. Kiefer's one of their better receivers. He's flanked to the far side. In the slot is Sanchez Harlow. Shotgun. Ryan throws it to the 45. Caught at the 50. That one is caught by, it looks like, number 4, Merrick Azzarello. And Merrick Azzarello with his 2nd reception of the night. Ryan Miller throwing that ball to perfection on the out route near the near sideline. Ball is at the 49-yard line of the Roseville side of the field. 10:36 to play. Clock stops with the first down. The Hillmen, the fresh new set of downs, and inside Roseville territory. Shotgun. Miller back to pass. 3-step drop. He wants it all. Up the middle. It is intercepted. And now it's taken away by Baylor Kelly. Unbelievable. It's a first down for the Hillmen. Holy mackerel. It looked to be overthrown. Baylor Kelly was overthrown by Ryan. The Tiger defender bobbled it as he was coming in to grab the ball, and Baylor just took it away from him. And so it's officially a catch for Baylor Kelly, and the ball is inside the Roseville 20-yard line. 10:22 to play, and Baylor Kelly simply took the football away from the defender. They go back to the Wildcat. Baylor Kelly up the middle. Smushed down at about the 15-yard line. Gain of 4 on that play. Gain about 2, maybe 3. Morales making the tackle. We're under 10 minutes to go here. Is Joey Montoya going to have to be very, very, very particular with how he dials up the next couple of potential 16 yards here to look to tie this game up? They're under center. Second and 8. End around. They reverse it again. Sanchez Harlow out across the 15, tackled at the 10. That'll make it 3rd and short. They've got to get to the Roseville 9 to move the sticks. You can actually call this 3rd and maybe 2 or 1. So a great end around play. They reversed it a couple of times. Danny had the football, and he ran right up the middle. 3rd down, and it's a big one. Up the middle. This is Sean Jones. Sean Jones has the 1st down and more, and Sean Jones is inside the 5. Gates making the tackle, 1st and goal. The ball is officially marked down at the Roseville 3-yard line. And so the Hillmen,
ball at the 3 for the Hillmen.
This is right where they want to be. A fresh new set of downs on 1st and goal and all 3 timeouts. Up the middle, Sean Jones. Jones will walk in. Is he in? No word yet. Touchdown, Placer Hillmen. Sean Jones, his 2nd touchdown of the night. And it's the biggest one of the night. And so the Hillmen, with 8:51 to go in the 4th, all that separates them from tying the game is a 2-point conversion. They didn't get it the last time. So now, if there was ever a time for them to get it, it's now. No sign of Andrew Marcus. You know what's going to happen. Joey Montoya says, we didn't come here to play for 2nd. We're looking to tie this thing up. 1 wideout on both sides of the field. Now 3 wideouts to the far side. Shotgun, Ryan Miller. Back to pass. Pressure coming. It's in. 2-point conversion is good. He found Sean in the back of the end zone. 2-point conversion. Placer Hillman. And just like that, we're tied at 28.
We have a flag on the play.
And now there's a flag. Flag on the play. No word yet. Holding on the Hillman. Oh, man. And so that 2-point conversion by Sean Jones is no good. Oh, man, what a killer. The worst time to have a penalty. That takes the ball from inside the 10 to now you're looking at the 13-yard line. Shotgun formation. Ryan Miller, play action. Pressure coming, throws it. It is caught in the end zone. Merrick Azzarello with a big grab near the front pylon of the near sideline. And the Hillmen have tied it up again. And this time it's going to stick. Merrick Azzarello, 2 big receptions on this drive. He had the 1st one to move the chains near the Hillmen 45. And then just as disaster struck and it pushed our Hillmen back outside the 10, Merrick coming up big again. And the Hillmen have tied it at 28. So Joey Montoya showing faith in his senior-led quarterback to go for the 2-point conversion again, and it paid off. And this kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Highway 49, Greenwich Valley Shopping Center for all your trophy needs. I think this game has earned a trophy from Auburn Trophies, game of the year so far for our Hillmen. So now the easy part seemingly has been accomplished. They've tied the game. Now, here comes the hard part. They've got to stop Roseville on defense, and they haven't been able to do it. Great kick by Andrew Marcus. Backs up McClure inside the 5. McClure has a seam. He's out the far side, and he's out near about the 42.
McClure to the 43-yard line.
37-yard kickoff return for Kenny McClure. And that's when we got a flag on the play. On the kickoff return. And it is going to be holding on Roseville, so that kickoff return by Kenny McClure is no go. Another big break caught by the Hillmen with 8:43 to play.
Ball spotted inside the 9-yard line. Roseville 1st down.
So the Hillmen go from having to defend Roseville's offense from the Tiger 42 to now the penalty on the holding call has pushed this drive to start back at the Roseville 9. And this is a big drive here. The Hillmen have not been able to stop Roseville all night. If there was ever a time to do it, now would be the time to start. Shotgun for Susanera. No turnovers for Roseville either during this game. It's been a perfect slate for the Tigers. And now we're going to get a penalty, and it looks to be false start. No, they're going to say offsides. It's going to be on Padone, number 26, Padone. And so the false start knocks him back 5 yards, and that will push this ball to the four-yard line. 8:43 to play, and the Hillman defense is looking to make a play here. If there was ever a time to do it, now would be the time for sure. Shotgun for Roseville. They're backed up inside their own 5 yard line with 8:43 to play in regulation. Now we're going to get a timeout. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout for ourselves to gather ourselves. Your Hillmen have tied it up at 28 apiece. They're on defense. Can they lock down the fort against the Tigers here at LaFever on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM?
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHIGH Radio. Now, back to the game.
8:43 to play in the fourth quarter, and we are deadlocked at 28-all. A false start or an offsides penalty has pushed the Roseville Tigers back to their own four-yard line. First and 15. Shotgun for Susanera. End around. It's going to be Dahl. Dahl has the football across the five. Now across the 10. He darts out of bounds. Far side. So Dahl gets back to the original line of scrimmage and then some. A gain of one. Actually, a gain of four if you want to be technical. Game of one from the original line of scrimmage. So second and 8 coming up. Key for Abs making the tackle. 8:18 to play. And so the Hillmen, you know, this is the kind of situation you want. You got them pushed back a little bit. Can the defense make that one play that has turned the game for the most part for the whole season? They've always had one. None so far tonight. Second and 8. 8 minutes to go. Susanera rolls out to the near side. Pressure coming. Throws it. Passes caught. Completed to Dahl at the 20. And so Dahl will move the sticks. First down. Officially a gain of 9 on the completion from Susanera to Dahl. Makes it a first down. 7:43 to play. And Roseville, it's interesting. You know, they're going to want to take their time on this drive because Placer has scored so fast. They want to melt as much time off. At the same time, though, 7 minutes and 30 seconds and some change, that is too much time to be going complacent in a situation like this. But they have no plans of doing that. Shotgun again. Gresham tries to bounce it out. Breaks one tackle, and he's finally pushed out of bounds near the line of scrimmage. Number 5, Sean Jones. Making the tackle there. Kelly and Azzarello were right there, and so now it is 2nd and 10 coming up. Well, they're actually going to give Gresham 1 yard, so 2nd and 9 with 7:16 to play. And this is usually where Roseville has gone to the play action in situations like this after a run to Gresham. Roseville will have to get to their own 30 to move the sticks. And here we go. Two wide outs to both the near side and the far side. Kenny McClure out there on the island on the far side. We'll see if they target him in a situation like this. Quick step, and it's incomplete off the hands of Kenny McClure. They went right to Kenny McClure on the slant route, but Susanera a little too quick, a little too high, and now a huge third down coming up for both Roseville and Placer. Placer has struggled to get off the field on third down. Only 3 incompletions for Susanera on the night. That one just a little high to Kenny McClure. And now you have to wonder if they're going to go back to Kenny McClure. They've gotten Peanut Hawkins involved on third down tonight. Shotgun for Susnera. Got to get to the 30. McClure intercepted. And it's Merrick Azzarello, 30, 25. And Azzarello knocked out of bounds, far side. And that's the play they needed. Merrick Azzarello with the huge interception. He returns it inside the Roseville 30. Susanera had been perfect all night, no mistakes. He tried to find Kenny McClure again, overthrew him. And Merrick, with a great job to grab the ball with just his right hand. And with 7:01 to play, the Hillmen are inside the Roseville 20-yard line. This drive will start at the Tiger 14. Shotgun, Ryan Miller takes it himself. Cuts it back inside 10, and Miller's inside the 10-yard line. A gain of officially 5 there. Second and 5 coming up now. Ball was spotted at the Roseville 9. 6:44, and the clock continuing to run. Hillman got to get to the Roseville 5 to make it first and goal. Shotgun. They send Baylor in motion. They're going to give it to Baylor. He bounced it out, looking for a block. To the far side, still going, and Baylor had nothing doing there as he's knocked out of bounds. He might have gotten 1 yard there. Nonetheless, it's going to be third and a couple. Barbener makes a tackle. The referee's officially going to mark this football at the 8-yard line, so a gain of 1 for Baylor Kelly. Third and 4. They've got to get it to the 4 to move the chains. And you have to wonder, with under 6 minutes to play, what Joey Montoya has dialed up for this offense. They're having a little trouble getting personnel in. And now we're going to get a timeout. That's a smart move by Joey. First timeout for Joey Montoya. You could tell the Hillmen were a little confused there. It looked like they wanted to put Anders Olmstead, the tight end, the junior, in there. He was debating in his head, do I go on the field? Do I go off the field? And then Ryan Miller broke the huddle. And so there was a personnel confusion right there. They also were thinking, if we put Luke Platzer in, number 3. So nonetheless, the Hillmen now with the biggest play of the night. Third and 4, 4 yards is what's facing them from moving the chains, or if they're going to have to put Andrew Marcus out there for a field goal. Keep in mind, Andrew has been perfect all night kicking the football, so it wouldn't be, you know, the worst thing ever to get him a short chip shot field goal. You could potentially run the clock down to nearly 5 minutes, and then you just hope the defense holds for the next 5 minutes and change. But nonetheless, third and 4 coming up for the Hillmen. It looks like they're going to have Seth Hurd out there in the slot on the near side. He's already lined up and in position. They now break the huddle. Ryan under center sends a man in motion. They go up the middle. This is a keeper. And Ryan has it. Far side, dives for the end zone. Touchdown! Passer Hillman! Oh, he faked this all out. Ryan Miller, it looked like they were going to go up the middle, and Ryan kept the football, and it's a touchdown. Ryan Miller with a big-time play there, and the Hillmen lead by 6, petting the PAT with 5:44 to go, and they're going to go for it. Joey Montoya has, nope, they're going to kick the PAT. It looked like for a minute they were going to have Ryan out there to try a 2-point conversion. Nope, Andrew Marcus for the PAT. Snap good, hold good, kick is up, it is good. Holy mackerel, that was close. Seven-point lead for the Hillmen after Andrew knocks home the PAT. It looked like for a minute the ball was veering left, but it just made it inside the goalpost. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your Auburn needs. Auburn Trophies. So the Hillmen are able to capitalize after Merrick Azzarello's interception. The quarterback keeper by Ryan Miller makes it a 7-point ball game. So the Hillmen, for the first time all night, have the lead. And Andrew Marcus slips on the kick. It's taken at the 30-yard line by number 13, Carson Collins. And, man, you want to talk about a stroke of bad luck. Andrew simply ran up towards the football, and he slipped and lost his footing. But he was still able to get enough under it to where he got it towards near or on the other side of the field. But, man, what a tough break for Andrew Marcus. And this ball will officially be marked at the Roseville 32 with 5:39 to play in regulation. Roseville only has one timeout remaining in the second half. Your Hillmen have two. Shotgun for Susnera. This drive starts from the Roseville 32. They're going to give it to Gresham. Gresham ripping through tacklers, and Gresham still going. Man, what a run by Gresham. As Gresham, for a minute, it looked like he was going to be stopped near the line of scrimmage, but he gets to the 39. Tackle made by 24 Santa Maria, the linebacker, and now Gresham is down. Man, you want to talk about bad luck. The Roseville Tigers have had injury problems all night long, and it looks like somebody stepped on Gresham's ankle, and that is a painful thing to go through. We're going to stop. Your Hillmen up 7, looking to preserve the lead and the win with 5:20 to go. They lead 35-28 here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillmen Football on K.
For over 30 years, the team of health food professionals at Sunrise Natural Foods have been helping the community find the best supplements and health foods to live a healthy lifestyle. Our team of buyers and product consultants research and purchase the best nutritional products that science can offer. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
Damaris Gresham still on the field here with 5:20 to play in fourth quarter time. Your Hillmen, for the first time tonight, lead by 7 after a interception from Merrick Azzarello set them up inside the Roseville 20. It was followed off and capped off by a Ryan Miller quarterback keeper for a touchdown. And Damaris Gresham is in so much pain. He's got to be carried off the field by the coaching staff, and this is not something you want to see. Gresham has had a fine game all night. This is tough. And you just hope that Gresham is okay, because he really is a great ball player. .520 to play. Ball is spotted at the Roseville 39.
39 of Roseville, second down.
After the 6-yard gain by Damaris Gresham, makes it second and 24 from the Roseville 38. Shotgun for Susnera. Empty set. Three wideouts, bunch formation to the near side, two to the far side. Pump fake to the flat. Over the middle. Pass is caught. Padone is inside the 40, and he's tackled around the 36. Caden Padone off the play action. They faked it to the flat. Susnera goes right back to the middle of the field, and Roseville has just burned Placer all night long on play action. Ball is officially marked down at the 37. It's a gain of around 26 on the pass play. 4:35 to go. Clock continues to run. Roseville taking their time here with 4:28 to play. Shotgun formation, one tailback in the backfield. Cisnera throws it far side. Pass is caught at the 30 on the nose. Graciani, who's out there, usually plays strong safety. Out there at wide receiver. That's a gain of about 8 right there, maybe 7 or 8. Nonetheless, it's second and short coming up for the Roseville Tigers with 4:05 to play. Graciani knocked out of bounds, so the clock will stop with 4:05. Shotgun. Cisnera. Quick step. Fires it. Pass is dropped near the 25. Jaden Holt, the senior, couldn't hold on to it. And so now it is 3rd and 4. Now keep in mind, Padone missed a long field goal from around this distance to end the first half. So he's got the leg. Obviously you're down 7, but you would be able to take the points if the opportunity arose. He has the leg. The kick at the end of the first half was just a little inaccurate. But let's see what they can do on 3rd down before 4th down comes into play. Shotgun, 4:02 to play. 2 wideouts. Now they're going to move McClure into the slot. Bunch formation on the right side. No wideouts to the left. Time. Stepping up. 1st down is Susnera, who dives forward on the quarterback keeper.
1st down for the Tigers.
Officially a gain of 4 as Susnera couldn't find anyone open. He took it himself. There was a hole that freed up in the middle of the field, and he ran headfirst and slid for the 1st down. 3:39 to play. The clock continuing to run. And Roseville, keep in mind, only has 1 timeout remaining. So the farther you get into this kind of territory, the more you have to put 7 on the board because you cannot stop the clock. Cisnera hands it off, and nothing doing there for Dahl. And actually, the ball might have came out. Did the ball come out? Is the play dead? And they're going to say the play was dead. It was Alba who made the tackle. For a minute, the crowd thought it was a fumble. If that was a fumble, the game was potentially over. It's Justice Alba making the stop in the backfield for a loss of 1 on the handoff to Dahl. And with 2:57 to go, it's now 2nd and 11. Roseville will have to get to the Placer 16 to convert and move the chains. Shotgun with 2:44. Roseville has to get 7 here as the clock gets under 3 minutes. They're going to go. Pass is caught near the 15. It's a fresh new set of downs. Joriste Young, the wide receiver junior, making the catch. First down for Roseville, and Susnera just finding a way, clutch after clutch play on this drive.
Ball at the 13-yard line.
Roseville's got to get it at the 3 to make it 1st and goal. 2:33 to go. The catch to Young on the far side. He was pushed out of bounds, so the clock stops with officially 2 minutes and 33 seconds remaining. Shotgun for Susnera. No Gresham, so you can't run the ball as effectively as you would. Play action, rolling out, pass is caught near the 5. They're going to say that Peanut Hawkins caught it. Gain of 8 on the catch to Hawkins. It's 2nd and short. It's actually going to be at the 6, so a gain of 7 on the catch to Peanut Hawkins. 2:25 to go, and on top of that, there's no time coming off the clock because all of these plays are ending with a Roseville receiver going out of bounds. So Roseville really has had the best of both worlds. They've driven down the field, and they've stopped the clock. 2:25 to go. 2nd and short. Shotgun formation. And it's a handoff up the middle. This is Dahl. Dahl's inside the 5. He has the 1st down by the looks of it. 1st and goal coming up. Tackle made by number 21, Sanchez Harlow. And they're actually going to mark Dahl short just by 1 yard. So now a huge third and one as we are under 2 minutes to play. If there was ever a time the Placer defense needed to make a big stop, it is officially now. 1:52 to play. Ball at the four. Roseville needs 1 yard to move the sticks and make it first and goal. Cisnera in the gun. He sends McClure in motion. He keeps it, and it's going to go near the one. Did Dahl get it? No, they're going to say he's marked short. They pitched it the last minute to Dahl, and he's marked at first and goal at the one. 1:36 to play. 1:31 to play. Clock is running. The Roseville Tigers are 1 yard away from potentially tying this game up after a touchdown and a PAT. They only have one timeout remaining. So Roseville has to be very strategic with the kind of plays they run. And again, remember, Damaris Gresham, he's not out there. He hurt his ankle. So the player you'd probably give the football to in this situation, you don't have. Dahl in the backfield, shotgun. They're going to give it to Dahl, and he is in for the touchdown. Graham Dahl makes it 35-34, and now here's an interesting topic. There's 56 seconds remaining. Do you roll the dice and go for two, or do you play it safe and have Padone kick the PAT? And it looks like they're going to go for it, and that's why they're going to talk about this. And it looks like Roseville will officially call their final timeout. So it looks like Roseville is going to put all their eggs into this one basket on this two-point conversion attempt. If Roseville gets this two-point conversion, they will lead the game with just 56 seconds remaining in regulation. Now, Placer has two of their three timeouts remaining. They used one earlier on the last drive that gave them the lead to discuss the third down play. So now, with 56 seconds remaining, this is the game for Roseville. And it could very well be the game for Placer. Only time will tell. The two-point conversion, standard. It's going to start at the three-yard line. So Roseville has got to get this ball in the end zone with 56 seconds remaining to convert the two-point conversion and take the lead by one. High drama in Lefevre. You wouldn't have it any other way. The crowd as vibracious as ever. Cisnera under center. Drops back the pass. Has McClure. McClure, he's got the two-point conversion. Kenny McClure has the two-point conversion. And with 56 seconds remaining, Cisnera finds McClure for the biggest play of the night. And on top of that, it looks like Jaden Sheldon, or actually Luke Platzer, is hurt. And Luke Platzer is putting no pressure on that left ankle. And this is not good. Oh, man. Kenny McClure at the last second opened up on the pick play. You got to give Roseville credit. They orchestrated a great play call there. And Cisnera, albeit the one interception, has played a phenomenal game. With 56 seconds to go, Placer has two timeouts. This kickoff, this huge kickoff, is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. The Hillman, 5-0. The undefeated season hanging in the balance. 56 seconds remain. A field goal will win it. They've had success throwing the football tonight, so it's not impossible that they couldn't get this ball down in enemy territory very, very quickly. Abs and Kelly back to take Padone's kick. Abs and Kelly back. Padone, it's a great kick inside the 20. Abs will take it to the 10-yard line. Here comes Kiefer. Out across the 20. Still going. 25. And now we're going to get a flag there. Two flags come in. It'll likely be a hold. Kiefer stopped around the 26-yard line here. And this has the potential to move Placer all the way back. There's 50 seconds remaining. They took 6 seconds off the clock, and it will indeed be on the Hillman. So now they're going to start this drive from inside the 20-yard line, and the ball will be officially spotted by the looks of it right smack dab in between the 16 and the 15. 50 seconds remain. The Hillman down 1 point, and you have to wonder if that failed two-point conversion is going to come back to haunt them. 36-35, the Hillman with two timeouts remaining. Can Ryan Miller pull off a miracle at Lefevre? Shotgun. They're going to send Baylor in motion into the slot on the near side. Ryan, play action, pressure coming, plenty of time, gone field. He's got Kelly at the 25-30. Baylor's across 35 to the 40, and Baylor will step out of bounds with 41 seconds at the 40-yard line. A great play there. They found Baylor on the crossing route right smack dab in the middle of the field. It took 9 seconds off the clock, so 41 seconds remaining, and the Hillmen have their two timeouts remaining. 40 seconds to play. Can the Hillmen pull off the miracle? They've got to get 60 yards. Andrew Marcus has not attempted a field goal longer. I don't think Andrew's attempted a field goal all year. I got to be honest. I don't have the stat book in front of me. Ryan, back to pass. First and 10. Pressure coming. He's got a man. Caught. It's Merrick Azzarello at the 45. The Hillman got to get downfield. The clock stops with 35 seconds.
He's at the 42-yard line.
Ryan's got to spike it. The ball is officially at the 44, and he spikes it with 34 seconds remaining. So the Hillmen have done what they've needed to do. They've got it to Roseville territory within two plays of scrimmage. And now with 34 seconds, the ball is at the Roseville 44. You have to wonder how close Joey wants to get Andrew Marcus to attempt this field goal. You have to wonder if the Hillmen will just punch this in for six, but a lot of ifs and buts remaining to be solved. Ball at the Roseville 44. 34 seconds remaining. Hillmen down one. Play action. Ryan. He's going to go for it. Sideline. Baylor's got the ball at the 30-yard line.
Kelly.
It's caught by Baylor Kelly.
Catches the pass from Miller. Ball at the
30-yard
line.
29 seconds remaining. The Hillmen still have two timeouts remaining. 29 seconds remaining. Baylor catches it at the 30. They're going to mark him down at the Roseville 31. Ryan Miller has been perfect on this drive so far. A perfect 3-for-3 on the drive by Ryan so far. Can they cap it off? 29 seconds remaining. Hillman at the Roseville 31. Shotgun, two wideouts, both sides. Back to pass. Miller, he's got a man. It's incomplete. Oh, it's incomplete. Oh, it's incomplete. Just off the hands of Kiefer Abs. 26 seconds remaining. He had Kiefer right there, and Kiefer just couldn't haul it in. Second and 10. Ball still at the 31. That was at least, you were looking at least a 10-yard gain potentially. Ball at the 31. The Hillman. Can they pull it off? The home crowd on pins and needles, everyone on their feet. The wonderful Gold Mine student section hoping for a miracle with their construction outfits. Miller. They go up the middle. Sean Jones gets to the 25. And Joey's going to use that first timeout as Sean Jones takes it to the Roseville 25. 21 seconds remaining. So the Hillmen have one timeout remaining. The Hillmen have one timeout remaining. You have to wonder, how close are you going to get Andrew Marcus to attempt this PAT? You also have to wonder if Joey's telling everybody, if you're going to run the football, we've got to get it to the middle of the field. That's what Sean Jones did. He picked up the yards, but then he cut it back inside. As of right now, the ball is near the left hash mark on the left side. All of Andrew's misses so far in PATs have been to the left side. So you want to get him to as close to the middle as possible so he doesn't have that idea of hooking it. Third and four. Joey Montoya putting the ball and the trust in the hands of his senior quarterback. The Hillmen got to get to at least the 21 to move the sticks and stop the clock. They go under center. They give it to Baylor Kelly up the middle. Baylor 20, 15. Baylor's still going. He's tackled with 15 seconds to go. And they've got to get to the field. 13, 14 seconds now. Clock's going to start anytime. They got to get to the front. Ryan Miller, 14 seconds. And now Joey's going to call the last timeout. That was not what Joey Montoya wanted to do. And you can see it. No more timeouts for the Hillmen. Ryan Miller was looking at the sidelines. Are we going to spike this? Are we going to play it out? And Joey just said, let's call a timeout and resurface and regroup here. So 14 seconds left. The run by Kelly officially has the ball at the 16-yard line. Now, this is a kick. If you're going to get it a little closer, Andrew can get this. But remember, if you're the Placer Hillmen, you have no timeouts remaining. So if you don't get a first down, or if you get this ball stopped inside, you know, the out-of-bounds markers, you've got to get to that line of scrimmage. You've got to spike it. But the good news is they have a fresh new set of downs, so it's first and 10. What a game. What a game. In late September, you get this kind of game. And you got to give your credit to the Roseville Tigers. They have played a phenomenal ball game tonight. The ball is officially at the Roseville 16. Can the Hillmen accomplish the comeback? Is it going to be the minute miracle? They're going to hand it off. Sean Jones, 10. Jones still going. There's 10 seconds left. Clock is running. They've got to get it up and spike it. 6 seconds. There's no one set. 5, 4. Can they get the field? Oh, no. It's a penalty. They couldn't get everybody off the field.
Why did they send those guys out?
They couldn't get everybody off the field. Joey is saying, why did we send everybody off there? It's a flag. There were still people on the field. It's on Placer with 2 seconds. 2 seconds left. They ran it too well with Sean Jones. There's no runoff in high school football, so they can't signify the end of the game. The refs are talking to Joey Montoya. It's a 5-yard penalty, so the Hillmen got to get there and spike it. You've got 2 seconds to spike the football. The refs are still congregating, so here comes. So the Hillmen are going to have to spike this the minute the ball is set. There's 2 seconds left. If Ryan can do this perfectly, there's 1 second remaining. Here we go. 2 seconds. Ryan spikes it. 1 second remaining. And this will set up Andrew Marcus to kick the game-winning field goal. Andrew Marcus will try this field goal. It's in the middle of the field, so we're good here. High drama in Placer. Can Andrew Marcus kick the game winner? The Hillmen at 5-0. The undefeated season hanging in the balance. Ryan Miller will snap it from 30 yards out. 32 yards out. Andrew Marcus. Here we go. Snap. Good. Hold. Good. Kick is up. Good. No good. It's no good. It looked good. It hooked left. Oh, what a heartbreaker. Andrew Marcus's field goal is no good. And the Roseville Tigers have come into Lefevre and have beat the Placer Hillmen. The Placer Hillmen have experienced their first loss of the season on the missed field goal by Andrew Marcus. You got to give Andrew his credit. He tried. Andrew gave it a great kick. It was just a little left. We'll go to the post game, and we'll try to regroup after a tough loss here. But the Roseville Tigers have beat the Placer Hillmen and have handed them their first loss of the season. Post game coming up. Final score, Roseville 31, your Hillmen 30. KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
A heartbreaker in Lefevre as the Placer Hillmen come up 1 point short and maybe about an inch to the left short of winning on a game-winning kick from Andrew Marcus. Andrew Marcus is on the field in tears. Your heart breaks for that young man. He's been darn near perfect kicking the ball. It just didn't go the way we thought it was going to go. And the Roseville Tigers have come into Lefevre and have handed the Placer Hillmen their first loss of the season. The Hillmen score 30 points again for a sixth consecutive week. The bad news, they needed 32 to win the game. And really, it wasn't a bad game. I mean, the Hillmen, you can make the case a couple of mistakes here or there. But nonetheless, you know, Roseville, you got to give them their flowers. Roseville came in. They had a great game plan. They ran the ball effective with Gresham. Cisnera was dynamite. It just didn't go the way the Hillmen thought it was going to go. And that is a tough home loss. And the Hillmen will have no time for sympathy. They've got to get back on the road. As you look at the upcoming schedule for our Hillmen, they will go to Nevada Union on October 4th to open the month at 7:30 p.m. Connection's bad in Nevada Union. We'll try to bring in the game. I might have to go the old phone route, but nonetheless, it'll be okay. And the Hillmen now will try their best to recoup and reorganize as our Placer Hillmen fall just 1 point short. And they will try to regain from a rebound from a loss like this. It's tough. But that'll do it for us here at KI Radio on 950 AM, 104.5 FM. The final score, the Roseville Tigers 31, your Placer Hillmen 30. We'll see you next week on October 4th from Nevada Union. For Keith Joganatis and everyone here at the radio station, say it as always, it is always a great day to be a Hillman. Have a good night.
FM 104.5, K283 CM, Auburn, and AM 950, KAHI, Auburn.